Chapter 19. The Righteous. 256. To make decisions without due consideration is to act without dharma. The wise ones investigate both the seemingly valid and the invalid. 257. Non-impulsively leading others according to dharma. That intelligent practitioner of dharma is said to be imbued with dharma. 258. One does not become wise from speaking a lot. Those who are patient, friendly, and fearless are said to be wise. 259. One is not a bearer of the dharma on the basis of speaking a lot. Even those who have but a little learning, if they look at the dharma through their body and are not heedless towards the dharma, are said to be imbued with dharma. Note, looking at the dharma through the body means not to keep it as something abstract or theoretical. It is through looking at one's own embodiment, being mindful of sensation, breath, posture, senses and so on, that impermanence, absence of inherent existence, and suffering are revealed to be the truth of what we take to be our existence. Remembering whatever teachings one has received and applying them moment by moment to illuminate life relieves us of the burden of having to imagine the whole show. 260. A monk is not an elder simply because of having grey hair. He may be advanced in years, yet still be called grown old in vain. 261. When a monk is truthful, virtuous, harmless, restrained, controlled, and steadfastly free of stain, that person is to be called an elder. 262. Even if one has a fine complexion and great beauty, along with flowing eloquence, as long as one is jealous, rough and deceitful, one will not be an inspiring presence. 263. But if these bad qualities are cut down, uprooted and discarded, that intelligent person, free of faults, will be known as an inspiring presence. 264. An undisciplined liar is not made virtuous by their shaved head. How will someone who values desire and grasping become virtuous? 265. He who pacifies his evil tendencies, both great and small, is entitled to be known as a righteous, peaceful person due to their pacification of evil. 266. One is not a monk simply because one begs. One is a Buddhist monk only if one has fully adopted the Dharma. 267. Discarding both merit and evil, leading a pure life, and behaving with a clear understanding of the world, this person is truly worthy of being called a Buddhist monk or bhikshu. Note, although virtue is better than non-virtue within the conventional frame of reference, clinging to virtue is also an attachment. It can lead to pride and to further solidification of experience. Therefore, both merit and evil are to be discarded as identities and values on which to rest. Although we need self-control and diligence to turn away from evil and towards virtue, we also need to practice meditation in order to relax and release all clinging and craving. 268. If one is stupid and ignorant, merely keeping silent will not make one a sage. As if they were evaluating possibilities by weighing them on scales, the wise sages choose the best and, 269, discard evil. On the basis of this, one is a sage. It is through becoming familiar with the two worlds that one is called a sage. Note, the world revealed through good attitudes and actions is not the same as the world encountered by those with evil intentions and actions. The former world is bright and clear, even when difficulties occur. The latter is agitated and anxious, even when difficulties are absent. 270. One does not become noble by taking life. Those who cause no harm to all who value their lives are called noble. 271. Not by morality, not by committed endeavours, nor by great learning, nor by maintaining absorbed contemplation, nor by living in isolation. 272. Did I reach the bliss free of dualistic activity, which is not gained by ordinary people? Monks, do not relax and rest until you have attained the extinction of all taints